Support for this KQED podcast comes from Walmart Labs, based in Silicon Valley. Powered by its own open source technology, Walmart Labs engineers code in an agile DevOps environment. Learn more about engineering and big data positions at walmartlabs.com.
Good morning. I'm Queena Kim, and this is the California Report. A bill that would restrict the use of drones over private property without the owner's permission moved one step closer to becoming law. The state assembly passed a bill yesterday that would make it illegal to fly a drone less than 350 feet above private property. Opponents of the bill, which now heads to the Senate, said it risks stifling the growth of a burgeoning drone industry. But proponents say it would hold users, not manufacturers, responsible for trespassing. Meanwhile, California's high school exit exam crisis appears to be over, at least for this year. The state Senate voted unanimously yesterday on emergency legislation that would exempt thousands of students who didn't pass the exam but met other graduation requirements. Previously, high school students had to pass the exam to get a diploma. Governor Brown is expected to sign the bill. The state stopped administering the test this summer before some kids were able to take it. Here's Pasadena State Senator Carol Liu.
Students have worked hard to meet high school graduation requirements should not suffer due to the lack of opportunity.
Liu is proposing the state also cancel the exam for the next three graduating classes. It doesn't look like that bill will have the same bipartisan support. Republicans urge the state to update the exit exam instead. The waters off Lake Tahoe are some of the clearest in America, and Tahoe residents say it's also clear the federal government is long overdue in doing its part to protect the lake. California and Nevada leaders met yesterday for their annual Tahoe Summit, and there were some very different opinions on what the Fed should do and when. Here's KQED California Politics and Government editor John Myers.
One thing Lake Tahoe has never struggled for is support. Since the historic visit here by then-President Clinton in 1997, public and private funding of almost $2 billion has helped mitigate the human impact on the lake's fabled clear waters.
And ladies and gentlemen, it has made a difference. So,
Senator Dianne Feinstein has been a constant presence at the annual Tahoe Environmental Summit, as she was again on Monday along the lake's Nevada shoreline. But for those who visit this alpine lake, something's been missing lately. A new federal funding program to replace the Tahoe Restoration Act, which expired in 2010. California and Nevada leaders have tried, but failed, to get money out of Congress. This summer, two different approaches have emerged.
You can't do it without money.
Senator Feinstein, along with Nevada's U.S. Senator Dean Heller, is taking the more comprehensive approach. Their plan calls for $415 million over the next decade from the feds for keeping fires, pollution, and non-native aquatic life away from this lake and its community.
Care and concern about this area costs money, and people have to make up their mind.
But that strategy is a failure, says Tahoe's California Congressman, Republican Tom McClintock.
The last three sessions of Congress, dating back to 2009, have seen the Tahoe restoration bills stall and not even leave their house of origin.
McClintock says the problem is the price tag. This summer, he introduced a version that's only about one-seventh the cost of the Senate plan and focuses most of its spending on fire prevention programs. Smaller, he says, is in line with what Republican leaders in the House want when it comes to spending. But don't tell that to Governor Jerry Brown.
Smaller versions come from smaller minds. And Lake Tahoe, the environment, are big.
Assuming the two proposals make their way through both houses of Congress this year, they head to a conference committee to iron out the details. The few hundred people who were here at this Tahoe summit have high hopes, but they realize even this large lake looks small when compared to the size of the partisan battles back east. For the California Report, I'm John Myers, along the Nevada shoreline of Lake Tahoe.
Many rural areas around the state struggle to recruit new doctors. The Mendocino Coast in Northern California is one of them, and for the first time in decades, it finds itself with no permanent pediatrician. That role was played by Dr. Bill Mahon, but he recently retired. Well, sort of. He still works a few days a month at the Mendocino Coast District Hospital, and we spoke to him there for our series, Vital Signs.
We are at least 35 miles from any other inpatient facility, so if a lady comes in premature labor, They have to deliver here. Up, and there's an OB nurse right there, Miss Sherry.
Hello. The thing we love the best about it, whenever he comes, a lot of times people say, he delivered me, and now he's going to help me with my baby, and they love that.
We never turned anybody away for lack of ability to pay. Early on, we actually even did trades for medical care. We would trade a visit for a salmon or pottery.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
It really is the personal aspects of practice here. The connection with the parents, the connection with the kids. Luckily, in pediatrics, you don't lose patients very often. But you occasionally do, and I have more than once eulogized patients at funeral services, and that's a powerful thing.
I'm looking at newborns. Their pictures date the earliest, looks like 1974. Jacob Peori, Larry Morgan. I've taken care of Larry's kids.
At the present time, there are no pediatricians who actually live on the coast. This community deserves to have pediatricians that can see their children. For me, it is a rather sad present moment. For all these years, there have been resident pediatricians, and now for the first time in 40 years, there is none.
This Vital Sign story was produced by Farida Javala Romero. Since we first reported this story, the clinic has contracted with a temporary pediatrician. He started last week and will be there till November, but they say they're still looking for someone permanent. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, August 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queen Akim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org. Bayer, a Bay Area biotech company bridging lab research and advanced manufacturing to benefit patients. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.